the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This episode of the Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/Paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paracast. And now, on with the show. Our co-host this week is Nicholas Redfern. Later on in the show, we'll be introducing our special guest, Jason Offutt. He's got a new book out called What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. Now, I don't really have a backyard. I live in an apartment complex. And before we join Jason, Nick, you have a backyard, maybe where you live?
Yes, I do.
So have you ever looked in that backyard and said, you know what, maybe there's some paranormal event that I'm missing out on?
No. No, our backyard is pretty standard and normal. If there's anything weird lurking in there, I think I probably would have seen it by now. But, I mean, joking aside, yeah, I mean, the surrounding area, certainly, you know, and I think this is the same for anywhere, really, are sort of ripe for investigation. I mean, within an hour's drive in any direction, well, I say in any direction, an hour's drive from where we live, in one way, one direction, we have the grassy knoll where President Kennedy was killed. In the other direction, we have the famous Aurora Cemetery, where there was supposedly a UFO crash in 1897, and according to the local legend, the body of the dead alien recovered from the crash was buried in the local cemetery. And if you head northwards, you have a story of a strange creature known as the Goat Man, which reputedly haunts an old bridge in the local town. So, yeah, in other words, you know, if you go outside of your immediate area, I think like a lot of places, not just in the US, but all around the world, you know, it's surprising how much strangeness you do actually find.
Well, you bring that up. Do you think here in terms of the reports about window areas, portal areas, we're talking about things like Marley Woods, for example, the area that Ted Phillips has been investigating for a number of years. So we know, number one, we can find strange events within this so-called 100-mile window of our own city. But what about the concentration in specific areas of the country or the world? What do you think about those?
Yeah, I think that's an important sort of point to make, or an important difference to point out to people, is the fact that, you know, as I just said, you can go one direction from where we live and go to the site of the Kennedy assassination, the other way, the crashed UFO incident from 1897, and then the Goatman story. Now, I don't personally think that is evidence of any sort of weird Fortean window area. What I think it is that a lot of towns and villages have little folk tales attached to them, and sometimes you get something really big attached to it, like a potential conspiracy like the Kennedy assassination. But in saying that, you do get certain locations all around the world that seem to have a far deeper and more extensive concentration of paranormal activity in not just, you know, somewhere that's an hour's drive away, but literally all in one area that maybe is contained, you know, within a 10, 15-mile radius. And often these areas are areas of dense ancient woodland, forestland, for some weird reason. There's a famous one quite close to where I used to live in central England, only about a 5-minute, 10-minute drive from where I used to live, called the Cannock Chase. The Cannock Chase is this odd, large area of heathland, fields, forestland, where there are literally reports of UFO sightings, ghosts, big black cats on the loose, ghostly black dogs, werewolves, Bigfoot, you name it.
Werewolves. Let me stop at the werewolf here, okay? Because I certainly know if you've watched the British TV show Being Human, this is where a werewolf, a ghost, and a vampire try to act like normal people with normal lives, except, of course, the ghost is never seen by anyone but the werewolf and the vampire in large part. But werewolves, have you ever investigated a werewolf case that had something real behind it? Is there just people who have mental problems, who envision they are wolves?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because a lot of the cases of werewolves that I've investigated don't fall into, as some people assume, the field of something like cryptozoology, where you're talking about some sort of unidentified wolf-like creature. Most of the cases I've investigated, whether it's from the Cannock Chase in England and also over here in Texas, just outside of Dallas, there are actually a number of reports that go back sort of 50, 60 years. Most of them seem to have deep paranormal overtones attached to them, where, for example, the sightings would be places like over here, ancient Native American burial grounds and sacred ground in the UK, old cemeteries, and where many of the witnesses actually felt, no matter which part of the world they're in, that these creatures, if you like, if that's the best word to call them, seemingly had the ability to sort of feed upon human emotion, if that makes any sense. The idea that it was felt they were almost like an emotional vampire that needed to be seen to feed on human emotion to thrive and survive. So in other words, people aren't necessarily talking about the classic Hollywood imagery of, you know, somebody turns into a werewolf at the sight of the full moon and then kills a bunch of kids in the woods. Nothing like that. It's almost like these things are, if they're real, of course, are permanently in this form, but they're more paranormal or supernatural, however we define those terms, than they are physical.
No, I see what you're saying here, but is it a person who physically looks like a wolf, or is a separate creature? We don't have the full moon involved here. We don't have that famous phrase, even a man who's pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms, and the moon is full and bright, or the autumn moon is bright, depending on which version of the legend you hear.
Yeah. Well, no, in reality, most people, in fact, I've never come across a report, apart from one or two second or third hand stories, where somebody has spoken about literally seeing a human mutate or shape shift into like a werewolf. For the most part, people are talking about seeing very large wolves walking on four legs that occasionally seem to have the ability to rear up onto their hind legs but still look like wolves. You know, we're not talking about necessarily Bigfoot with like a German shepherd's head on its shoulders. It's not that simplistic. It is literally more like a wolf, but that seems to have bipedal abilities as well. Now, of course, the official fossil and zoological record doesn't allow for anything like that to even remotely exist in the slightest. But that is what people reported from all around the world. So either, you know, we take the view that all these people who don't even know each other are lying or mistaken, or some sort of creature along those lines does exist, which I think is unlikely, you know, the idea of a bipedal wolf, or something strange is going on that falls more into the realm of the paranormal. But the ironic thing is that the classic imagery of shape-shifting humans just doesn't seem to play any sort of major role in the reality of the situation.
Well, unless we want to watch those movies, of course, once the movies exist, at least we have the stuff and legends to worry about. But I won't get into that in much detail. Now, our guest today has written about a wide range of paranormal subjects, Jason Offutt. And I notice someone by the name of Nick Redfern is quoted in the back cover of the book, What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. So in the remaining 1 minute of this segment, can you tell us kind of what attracts you to this book and why you feel it's so compelling?
Yeah, well, it was one, as I pointed out in my review, but it's one of the books, or the theme of the book is, I guess, one that I kind of wish I'd written myself. Basically, what Jason has done with his book is to address a whole range of paranormal issues and phenomena, but to ensure that everything that he's looked into occurred no more than 100 miles from his front door. So in other words, you know, it's not just a regional study of phenomena, which a lot of things have been done, but it's specifically, I guess, geographically, you know, clearly delineated. And, you know, he's made a good case for the fact that if you look, you know, most people could go within 100 miles of their front door and find, you know, equally weird stuff. And, you know, I think it's sort of an original, thought-provoking idea to write a book in that fashion.
So we have coming up on the PowerCast this week, Jason Offutt, author of What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. Indeed, your backyard. Our co-host is Nick Redfern. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
Yeah.
As you know, the PowerCast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers, for listeners of the PowerCast, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One book to consider, for example, is Above Top Secret, The Worldwide UFO Cover-Up by Timothy Good. Timothy Good, as you know, has been a guest on the PowerCast. Yet another book worth considering from Audible.com is Lies and Deception, UFOs and the Secret Agenda, from Timothy Good once again, and also from our old friend Nick Pope. As you know, Nick Pope has also been on the PowerCast. This is another book that you're definitely going to want to check out. For this book or another free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/Paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paracast.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Our co-host is Nicholas Redfern. We're talking this week to Jason Offutt. He's got a new book out called What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. Of course, Jason was on the PowerCast a year or two back, and he's been a busy bee. So, Jason, what made you want to focus on, shall we say, nearby paranormal events?
Well, I was doing research on paranormal events fairly nearby me, just because they were easy at the time. And I started noticing that there were a lot of them. So I really just focused on an area around where I lived, and I found an absolute ton of things, and I came up with the idea of the book mainly for two reasons. One, I wanted to show people that no matter where they live, that there is something weird going on around them. UFOs aren't relegated to one spot on the globe. Bigfoot's not just relegated to the Pacific Northwest. These things are everywhere. You just have to open your eyes and see them. I picked 100 miles from my house, mainly because at the time when I came up with the concept, gas was about $4 a gallon here in the Midwest. So I didn't want to drive too far.
So you figure that you could basically go, 4 gallons of gas at 25 miles per gallon. So that's $16 worth of travel, right, each way?
Well, right. I'm a longtime journalist, so, we're pretty cheap.
I'll tell you what, most journalists are basically working on the cheap. Very few make a lot of money. Okay, so you chose 100 miles. Now, would that also be true if you're like a big urban area like New York City? Because that takes you to the Hudson Valley and places like that.
Oh, right. I'm saying it from anywhere. Some place like New York City is absolutely crawling with paranormal activity just because the amount of people. I've had people ask me, Jason, where's the most haunted place on Earth? Well, I don't know, but I'm guessing some place like London or Tokyo or New York, just because of the vast volumes of people who have lived in one spot at one time. The ghost encounters there have got to be crazy.
So basically, if it's a place that has a lot of history behind it, it's been there for a while, it's not just something that was built like Levittown, New York, where they built it from scratch. Or even Levittown, New York, maybe you have weird things going on. The Amityville Horror, that's not so far from Levittown.
Well, it's the kind of the point of the book was it doesn't really matter where you are or how long the town's been. There have been people I've interviewed who built their house on ground that they're almost certain that there's never been a house before, and from day one from moving in it's haunted. What's going on? So occupation probably means quite a bit, but it doesn't mean everything.
Okay, so it's 100 miles. Radius, diameter, whatever, of your home, and you pick these areas. How did you do your research? Did you just talk to people, go to libraries, newspaper morgues, what?
Well, all of the above. I had to, I had to find people who were willing to talk about their experiences, and from that, I did research with, going to libraries, and as you said, newspaper morgues, and fortunately, a lot of things are online now. But I'm a journalist by trade. I was a newspaper reporter and editor for about 18 years. Part of that time I was a bartender, so I wasn't doing a lot of reporting.
Well, but, a bartender, though, is doing a lot of human interest work and counseling and therapy, right?
Right, right. I can justify that, absolutely. But I researched and wrote the book like a journalist, because that's what I is, and that's what I am, and that's what I teach. I'm journalism teacher at a university, so that's how I approached it.
Okay, so how do you vet these cases? How do you decide which cases are really substantive enough to maybe be real, and which are the fake things, the stuff that is made up of fraud or whatever?
Well, I mean, being a journalist for a long time, I think I've got a pretty good BS detector. And whenever my kids turn into teenagers, I sure hope I've got a pretty good BS detector. So that's one thing I kind of rely on, my instincts. But for the book, I tried to do as much research as possible. So there is some documentation on these cases, whether it's, from newspapers or magazine articles or whatnot. There's something down in print or in the historic record saying that, yeah, something happened here at this time. The rest of it, I go off interviews. I've got a rule. One, if somebody says they see a ghost and they seem sincere, I can take them on face value. The same with seeing Bigfoot or seeing strange lights in the sky. But if somebody says that they can read minds, have seen Bigfoot, have been aboard a UFO, and have given JFK a back rub all within a week, that's a little bit too out of the realm of
okay, so basically if you start pushing the envelope as far as the experiences you've had. You have too many experiences. That may be a bad thing, or it may be indications of deception.
Well, in my opinion, yes, I'm kind of softened on that over the years because I've started finding that a lot of people who have paranormal experiences are sincere, intelligent people have had some paranormal experiences, and then other ones have followed them. Other paranormal experiences have followed, and they're generally disturbed, genuinely disturbed by them. So my stance is, like I said, beginning to soften a bit.
Okay, have you in your course of your research found stuff that just so obviously a fraud that's worth even mentioning because you want to have a reality check?
Well, nothing that I've covered seemed, you know, like such a fraud that I didn't cover it. There were a few cases where things seemed kind of far fetched, and I went personally, you know, out to the graveyard at 2 o'clock in the morning at the witch's grave where she's supposed to appear every third night and say boo. And of course nothing's happened. So, I mean, I've written about it in a way that said, okay, this is the claim. And yeah, nothing happened when I went out there.
So does the book contain instances like that where you talk about going out or investigating something and it doesn't pass muster?
This book, I just did one of those. It's the very last chapter of the book, and actually the appendix of the book. And I made a point of saying, I pointed that out because it was the witch's grave in the cemetery that they spelled with an A on the sign. That is an urban legend. I just used that as an example of there are, you know, witches in the graveyard stories all across the country. You know, how many witches were in Northwest Missouri or northeast Kansas back in the mid-1800s, probably not that many.
Before we split for our next section, just a quickie question here. So are there any real reports of witches in the graveyard, or is it all just a legend?
Well, in my area, I think it's all just a legend, but I can't 100% say anything. Go to older parts of the country, go to Europe. Probably there are some true stories of witches in the graveyard, but not around this neck of the woods.
Don't know of any witches in the graveyard here either. We have Jason Offutt. He's author of a new book called What Lurks Beyond, the Paranormal in Your Backyard, and he means your backyard because it's everybody's backyard. If you do some research within 100 miles of your home, you're going to find some strange things are happening, unless you live in some kind of desert where you're 100 miles from everything. That's an exception. Our co-host is Nicholas Redfern. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Okay, neighbors, here's the problem. Face-to-face business meetings with clients and colleagues are always going to be important. But business travel is a hassle, and it's often a complete waste of money. Well, here's a solution for you. Do more, travel less with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is an award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos right from your own desk. Avoid the hassle of traveling and still exceed your sales goals. Plus, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Once again, GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you've taken the drug Reglan, this message is for you.
If you or a family member has taken the drug Reglan and have been diagnosed with tardive dyskinesia, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If you or a loved one has taken Reglan and now have tardive dyskinesia, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you've taken the drug Reglan and have been diagnosed with tardive dyskinesia, call 1-800-272-2300. That's 1-800-272-2300. 1-800-272-2300.
This is an attorney advertisement. The Goldwater Law Firm is located at 15849 North 71st Street in Scottsdale, Arizona. We are licensed to practice law only in Arizona, but we associate with other attorneys throughout the country. While we maintain joint responsibility, cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Free background information is available upon request. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. Not available in all states.
That's 1-800-272-2300.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs, and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. This is the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have Jason Offutt. He's author of a new book called What Lurks Beyond, The Paranormal in Your Backyard. The co-host is Nicholas Redfern. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, we're exploring the things that he discovered as he was trying to find the paranormal events within 100 miles of his home. What part of the country do you live in, Jason?
Northwest Missouri, which if I picked up a rock, I could probably hit Iowa from here. Home of Brad Steiger, that being Iowa. I thought it was kind of funny that he doesn't live that far away from me.
So did you find any interesting cases in Brad Steiger's backyard?
He lives just a little bit outside my 100-mile range, but no, I didn't. I imagine there are plenty, but I imagine he's written about all of them.
Now, one thing, it takes us to the discussion of things like window areas where lots of events seem to occur. In looking over your particular situation here where you had ghosts, you had UFOs, strange creatures, did you find a specific concentration of one kind of event or what?
Not of one kind. They were just a lot of different events. And in research, a lot of things that I didn't include in the book because I started putting things together afterward, was that there are a lot of really weird things that have happened here that you normally wouldn't think of as paranormal. I don't know if you're familiar with the Bully of Skidmore, Missouri. It was a nationwide news story back in the early 1980s. Brian Dennehy played the bully in a made-for-TV movie.
He always does that very well.
Yes, he does. I believe he was also John Wayne Gacy. But anyway, yeah, this guy had terrorized northwest Missouri and northeastern Kansas, and the townspeople in this really small town got sick of him, and all of them gathered around his truck one afternoon, and everybody in town shot him dead, and nobody was ever convicted. And that happened about 11 miles from me, And there have been, there were three murders last year in a town of 12,000 people in a nice quiet rural area. There was a similar to an In Cold Blood case that happened here in the 1970s. So that and a bunch of other strange things that have occurred, you know, right here, right near where I live, makes me think that, you know, I don't know if I'd call it a window, or maybe there's some strange attraction here that bad things just happen.
So maybe your backyard is an extraordinary backyard.
It could be. It could be.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that kind of intrigues me about Jason's book particularly is the fact that sort of the sheer widespread scale of different phenomena that he found. I mean, I just wondered, you know, if that's a sort of surprised you. Were you expecting, you know, based on the, I guess, culture and local folklore, that it was just going to be this or that? I mean, you have everything from UFOs to ghosts to time travel even. I just wondered if the sheer range of phenomena surprised you or not, or does nothing surprise you anymore?
Yeah, well, it did. I expected, when I set out, I expected a lot of ghost stories, and there are a whole lot of ghost stories I left out of the book just because they get, you know, repetitive after a while.
Mm.
But the Bigfoot stories, I thought maybe I could find something in the area because Missouri has a pretty famous Bigfoot encounter from the early 1970s, Momo, the Missouri Monster, but it was quite a ways away. There's also a reported UFO crash in southeastern Missouri, which is way out of my range. So there are weird things that have happened here. But within 100 miles, yeah, I was a little surprised to find, you know, two Bigfoot encounters, the time travel, a case of demon possession, something weird that fell out of the sky and promptly disappeared. Then again, there was a fairly famous case in Ashland, Nebraska of Herb Shermer. His reported abduction. So yeah, the range surprised me a little bit, but it was really a pleasant surprise.
And I think, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that actually sort of pleasantly surprised me, was the fact that you covered the famous Herbert Shermer case in 1967, which is sort of very famous UFO incident, which I think for a lot of people who are new to the subject have sort of forgotten about. But the very fact that this was one, again, that was on your doorstep, and you're also able to sort of find out something that not a lot of people are aware of, is what Sherman's up to today. Could you talk a little bit about that case and, you know, what you found out about it? I think for people who are into UFOs particularly, you know, they'll find it interesting.
Yeah, right, and I remembered reading something about that case a long time ago, and then when mm-hmm. I found that it was about 97 miles away, I thought that was fantastic. I also found, mm-hmm. You know, two of the principal investigators are still alive. Of course, when the aforementioned Brad Steiger, I talked to him about it, and I talked with Dr. Leo Sprinkle, who hypnotized him, who hypnotized Herb for the you know, the Condon report. Anyway, yeah. For those who aren't familiar, in 1967. Herbert Shermer, who had just gotten out of the Navy, moved in with his parents, who lived near a small town called Ashland, Nebraska, and he wanted to be a highway patrolman. To do that, one of the things to do that is he had to get a background check, so he went to the local police department in Ashland to get that, and they had a position open and offered him a job, so he became a police officer. And he was extremely dedicated to his work, and the local teens absolutely couldn't stand him because he chased them off of Lover's Lane almost every night. One night about 1:30, 1 or 1:30, he was doing patrol on the edge of town and drove by businesses, stopped to make sure the doors were locked and everything was okay. And when he went to a spot to turn around, he saw red lights that looked like a very large truck had overturned, and those were the taillights. And as he pulled closer, he realized that it wasn't a truck. It was an aerial craft, a circular aerial craft that was floating about 6 feet off the ground. He described a catwalk on the thing. And then the next thing he remembers is he's driving back to the station about 20 minutes later. He has no idea what happened to him, and he goes in and explains to this other police officer, an older police officer, what had happened, and the older police officer said, "Do not write that in your report. You're going to regret it for the rest of your life." And being a young man, you know, he completely brushed the older guy off and wrote it in his report. And it hit the national news, and it completely messed his life up. He was eventually invited
out. How did it mess his life up? Let's get the specifics.
Okay, well, I was going there. After he went was interviewed by Dr. Sprinkle in Boulder, Colorado for the Condon Report, the police chief, who fully supported him on this, quit. And Shermer was appointed chief of police. Everything sounds terrific. He was given a book deal. You know, everything sounding great. And then he started having issues in the evening when he went to sleep. He would wake up and he would have handcuffed his wife, or he would wake up. She would wake him up screaming because he was standing there pointing a gun at her head. He started having some health problems. People were burning images of him in effigy in the local cemetery. And eventually he had to resign his position because it was too much stress, and it wrecked his marriage. Yeah, that's the sort of thing that messed up his life. And he kept reporting to the newspaper that these fuzzy things from outer space were talking to him in his sleep, and that they were going to eventually come and get him, which they didn't. But
he's still around today. That's correct.
He is still around today. He doesn't talk about his encounter anymore, and he owns a roofing company in Georgia.
You know what? I think that might be the best thing to do. You know, if you get really, really screwed up, and your life is turned around by some sort of paranormal encounter, open a roofing company in Georgia. Or maybe one in Las Vegas. They have to start rebuilding their housing situation there. But that takes us into real politics. I don't want to do that. Jason Offit, he's author of What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. And that backyard is your backyard, my backyard, everybody's backyard. A reminder, you could subscribe for our weekly newsletter. Go to newsletter.theparacast.com, newsletter.theparacast.com. And you subscribe, and we'll send you a newsletter every week with my fearless, I hope, commentaries. Jason Offit joining us. Our co-host is Nick Redfern. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Hey, neighbors, have you been thinking about starting a website? Well, I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a world-famous leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and great selection of templates. Use the coupon code PARACAST. Once again, use the coupon code PARACAST and sign up at this special address, theparacast.com/gator. That's G-A-T-O-R, theparacast.com/gator. Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Jason Offit joining us. What Lurks Beyond is the book. He's checking all the paranormal stuff happening in his locale. Nick Redfern is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg, and of course you're in the Paracast for this segment. By the way, in our next segment, we have questions from the Paracast forums, and they will be read unedited. So Jason has been forewarned. We never know what they're going to ask, and he's going to sit there and be a good gentleman and respond to the questions. Okay, let's look at some of the other things that are going on here in this book. Did you at all ever see anything strange during your investigation and research for this book?
See anything strange? No, I did not, and I don't. I saw a couple of weird things when I was a child. I've heard a couple of strange things as an adult, but generally paranormal things don't happen to me, and that's terrific. I often tell people that, yes, the paranormal is fantastic. It's fun as long as it's happening to somebody else.
I feel the same. A lot of things happen around me, and I have never really had anything that I'd call paranormal, although there's a little bit of a fuzz factor there. But I'll ask Nick, as co-host of the show. Nick, anything weird happened to you?
I think the one thing that I've never had a sort of a UFO crash in the garden or anything like that, but one of the things that I do get, and I think a lot of people within this field do get the further they dig into it, is kind of weird synchronicities that seem to happen more and more the more that you delve into the phenomenon. Now, why that should be the case or whether we're just looking for them, who knows? But I have found over the years that I don't dismiss this, and I don't even know how to explain it beyond the fact that weird synchronicities that seem to put you in the right place at the right time with the right people, just generally strange stuff that, you know, most people write off as coincidence, seems to occur to a far greater degree.
We're kind of drawn into it, I guess, from the nature of the stuff that we do.
I've noticed a lot of the same type of thing, Nick, that you're mentioning, but mm-hmm. I'm still at the point to where is this something paranormal that's happening, or is this just the fact that I'm paying more attention to things and my mind is coming to conclusions? I haven't really decided that yet on my part.
But yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, within the realm of Fortiana are frustrated by the fact that they're looking for the answers and they never seem to be in the right place at the right time. It's almost like the phenomenon is toying with them, you know, deliberately staying out of their area and focusing on somebody else. Now, you know, again, you could argue that you're just in the wrong place at the right time, and that may be all there is to it. But I think a number of people have felt almost, I guess, manipulated and, you know, dangled on a string to an extent as to, you know, and not actually getting the answers they're looking for because there's something bigger out there that's actually having an effect on the situation.
I'm right now researching and starting to write on a book on a haunted Jewish wine cabinet. And
a haunted Jewish wine cabinet.
Yes.
Speaking as somebody who comes from Brooklyn, New York, in a Jewish neighborhood, all right, I'm curious.
Okay, the box is supposed to possess a Dybbuk. It's referred to as the Dybbuk box. And while doing some research, the first day I really did any heavy research, I went to visit the gentleman who owns this. And when I got back home in my small town in northwest Missouri, there was a car that pulled in front of me, and everywhere I was going, it was right in front of me. It followed the same path, but it was in front of me until at the very last second before I went home, it turned off. And written in the back window was, "I love Jewish people." And the Jewish population of my entire county is zero. So is this some weird synchronicity that's telling me something?
If they were following you, I think that the men in black were maybe after you. Or could it have been some kind of trick somebody's playing on you?
But nobody here other than my wife knows that I'm researching the book.
You're not considered, that UFO paranormal guy. They don't know that.
Well, yes, I am. I am the paranormal guy. I'm the ghost guy in the area. But still, that was something strange that, you know, I'm finally doing some research on some specific item, and nobody here knows about it. And I get that message when I come home. I just found that pretty interesting.
During the course of your investigation, did you get strange phone calls from people or think that somebody was following you? I'm not trying to play paranoid here. I'm just asking.
No, I've had absolutely none of that.
Okay, so not like the John Keel phenomenon where he would supposedly get strange phone calls. And there was
no
doppelganger of Jason Offutt around somewhere where he's seen where you're not.
Not that I know of. And if he is, he's probably having more fun than me. I don't know.
He's collecting your book royalties, I think. All right, let's look at another aspect of paranormal phenomena. Strange creatures, Bigfoot, weird cats, whatever. What kind of stuff do you find in your backyard?
Well, what I was able to find in my backyard were a couple of Bigfoot reports from St. Joseph, Missouri, the home of the Pony Express and the death place of Jesse James. One was from the 1930s in a logging camp. Two young couples had moved to the area, and the husbands got jobs at a logging camp. And the women noticed when all the men were gone this strange smell. And eventually they saw what it was coming from, which was a really large, hairy, man-like creature. This thing was big enough to where it would lean on the back of a very large truck and prop its elbow up on the truck bed. And it was, they figured, about 9 feet tall. And it would only come to camp when the men were gone. And the husbands, of course, didn't believe a word of it. And one evening, one of the first Saturday evenings that they had open, all the guys decided to go into St. Joseph and booze it up. And one of the women, being a newlywed, was worried her husband was gonna find some new girl, and was crying on the front porch. And she heard a creak on the wooden porch, and she thought her husband had come home, and she looked up, and there was this thing about 3 feet from her, and she started screaming, and it ran away. Eventually, some men were in camp, and the thing came, and they saw it, and started, you know, they eventually chased the thing off. The thing could run faster than their dogs, and it never came back, but it bothered one of the husbands so much that he quit his job. He didn't want any part of people killing this thing because it looked too much like a man, and he eventually went on to become a preacher. The story was passed down to the son, and the grandson told me this story, and he said that he talked to his grandparents about it a number of times throughout his life, and the story never changed one bit. Another Bigfoot encounter happened about the same spot, but it was in the late 1960s, early 1970s, in a park in St. Joe, which has always fascinated me. Bigfoot stories that happen near cities, and St. Joe's not a huge city, but it's 75,000 people. That's big enough, I think, to keep Bigfoot from wanting to hang around the outskirts of town.
So Bigfoot only goes to small towns.
Or
wooded areas, places that are isolated.
There's a number of reports from a suburb of St. Louis that it's wooded, and there's a river there that people have speculated that's why Bigfoot's there. But St. Louis is a fairly large city, especially for the Midwest, and you know this thing's been seen. That fascinates me. I think I'd want to hide.
What do you think about these stories, Jason, where, you know, some of these Bigfoot accounts and sightings, encounters, etc., seem to have, I guess, sort of quasi-paranormal overtones to them? I mean, one of the things I've found, which I don't discount, is that sometimes when you look into these weird animal cases, that they actually do seem to veer towards more towards the paranormal than they do literal flesh and blood animals. I wondered if you'd come across something similar to that.
In my research, I haven't. I have read quite a bit about it. Bigfoot encounters happening at the same time of UFO encounters. You know, somebody following a Bigfoot tracks and they just disappear in thin air. Those sort of things. And I really don't discount a whole lot since, you know, we don't have a body. We don't know exactly, you know, what Bigfoot is. So I can't discount that.
We're going to move on with this in our next section. By the way, in the next section of the PowerCast, we're going to read messages from the PowerCast forums from listeners like you, where they ask whatever they want of Jason Offutt, and he's going to answer them. It's not an ambush. It's just going to ask the questions and see what kind of responses we get. You can check out our forums at forum.thepowercast.com. You know, neighbors, we know it's extremely difficult to make a buck these days, really, but we have a special opportunity we're going to offer here. We'd like you to become part of the PowerCast team. Here's what you do. If you have a background in online sales and marketing, and maybe even broadcast experience, that's a big plus, and you're ready to make great things happen with our company, please send your resume and your references to sales@thepowercast.com. That's sales@thepowercast.com. Our guest, Jason Offutt, he has written a book called What Lurks Beyond the Paranormal in Your Backyard. The co-host is Nick Redfern. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The PowerCast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.